Hey there, it's Scott the Sater, and I'm going to attempt to participate in NAPOD POMO again this year. That's 30 days of podcasting. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to my actor friends. And so this is day one. This is day one. And please introduce yourself.
My name is Sean Patrick Mill.
And Sean and I are doing Mall Flanders right now. What other shows have we done?
We did Servant of Two Masters and The Winter's Tale.
That's right. Where are you based out of?
Sacramento.
And he comes all the way here to Monterey to do shows.
Here, yeah, man. Carmel's pretty enough to lure me, so yeah.
Nice. What was your first show you ever did?
The first dramatic production I did was Tom Sawyer the Musical.
And who did you play?
I played Tom Sawyer.
The lead right off the bat?
Paint the Town, man. Paint the Town.
Holy
shit. Back in the day.
Oh, my God. We got Sam here. I'll be interviewing him later, but he's trying to accost me with his costume.
We have 20 minutes to pre-show.
And we have 20 minutes to pre-show, and I'm only going to be talking to Sean for 5.
Okay.
So what is one of your favorite shows that you've done?
I really liked Servant last year. That was really fun because I got to have a really awesome blonde wig and a tatted sleeve.
You look hot.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. I looked at myself in the mirror for like 5 minutes and was like, this is nice. This isn't bad.
Joanna, our stage manager, is now signing me in because I always forget to sign
always
in.
Signing me in too.
That's something that actors have to do when they get to the theater. They sign in on the call board. That way the stage manager knows that the actor has arrived.
You could get fined if you don't.
If I was equity, yes.
Yeah.
Here, it just means she's going to kick me in my butthole. Ow.
See,
she
just
did. Or my toe. Well, actually, that's where my butthole is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've got my butthole.
Poopy must be interesting. Is, just dip your toe in the toilet.
In the toilet, yeah. Just swim around. So do you have... welcome to my show. So do you have any gigs scheduled yet for after this?
I do. I have two. I have Behavior of Brodus.
Hold on. We should take your voice down just a little bit because the house is about to be opened.
Okay. Behavior of Brodus at Capitol Stage in Sacramento, and then I'm doing Twelfth Night at Sacramento Theater Company.
Who are you playing in Twelfth Night?
Fabian.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the little conniving servant boy.
You know, we're...
Where's the basket? Yeah, I was going to ask you. I meant to.
One second, listeners.
I like all the voices going on. It's kind of fun.
Because we're backstage. This is real. This
gives
is real.
A real atmosphere to it.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we're doing Twelfth Night next
summer. I do know that.
So hopefully you'll be in that too.
Well, yeah, you got to talk to Pat Rep.
So what's been one of your favorite experiences acting-wise? I know, right?
That's hard. God, you ask the biggies. I mean... The most fun I've had is honestly in just certain dressing rooms with certain people.
I'd like to add, he is straight.
Yes, sorry. Last year during Servant, it was pretty funny because Scotty came into our dressing room during Servant after being in one of the other ones for Winter's Tale, and I eat a lot of vegetables.
He eats a lot of vegetables and he's farty.
And I fart a lot, and the first time I did it in our dressing room, I thought Scott had an aneurysm because his vein in his head popped out, and I laughed so freaking hard.
Because I am a classy bitch.
Very classy.
And so people farting around
me. When the clothes
me.
Are off, you're very classy.
Yeah, yeah.
I also liked it when I stole all your stuff during Winter's Tale. I don't think you remember that.
I don't remember that.
It was pretty funny. You freaked out for about 5 seconds, and I laughed pretty hard.
What all shit did you steal? What?
I stole literally your entire dressing room.
Oh.
I stole everything but your costumes. Your big old makeup kit, your M&Ms.
Oh, I remember you stealing my M&Ms. Fucker.
Yes, I know.
I keep a big bag, a party-sized bag of M&Ms in my dressing room because the little bouts of sugar are good for a show sometimes.
Exactly. And the worst thing is I don't even eat M&Ms. I just stole it for malice.
But see, that's the difference of us as an actor. I'm classy and you're gassy.
That's right. That's
the truth right there.
On stage, too. That's if you can fart on stage and get away with it.
I have farted accidentally. We had to.
Was it loud?
My cast members heard it. We were doing a dance number, mm-hmm. and we had to do this leap in the air and land in a crouch. And when I landed in the crouch, it was the two people next to me just looked over at me like, sorry.
That's so bad.
Sorry, I couldn't help that one.
Bad. I was in a dressing. We were in a costume design thing, and the costumer was getting very emotional. And it was really sweet. We were doing the seagull, and she was talking about the way women dressed back then and why. And then at the very end, she starts crying, and I just let out one that I thought was going to be quiet. And the woman playing Arcadina looked at me and laughed so hard, and our poor costume designer is crying over here, and I'm smirking, and Arcadina's laughing. It was so
good. Well, our 5 minutes is up.
No, no.
Thank you
that
for spending some time with me on day one of Napod Pomo.
Yay. Love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
I'll see you on stage.
You got it. Bye-bye, everyone. This is a Seder. Catch you later. That's my call sign.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I have to talk in normal voice.